Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right. We're here. It's a Wednesday. We ain't fucking around. It's a real ass podcast. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boys, Lewis and Zach.
Aw. I like that.
It's your boys, Lewis and Zach. 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 It's Lewis and Zach. Lewis and Zach. Lewis and Zach. Lewis and Zach. Wow. Hello.
Cool.
Theater kids.
It really was. It was fun. We yes and it. I don't know what that means, by the way. When people say yes and, I always laugh. Like, I get it. I'm like, yes and. I know. I have no idea.
It's that you always go with the bit. Like, if somebody's like, I'm in a grocery store, you don't go, no, this is a bank.
Ah.
It's like the opposite of Chris Scopo.
Okay.
But,
oh,
but there's like
Chris Scopo, that's much better.
Flow Rooner. We still have that, by the way.
Chris Scopo.
But there's like. Oh, okay. Sorry. You never know how
that was ironic.
Fucking...
That was ironic that you were fruiting the flow during the Chris Scopo Flow Runner drop.
Meta.
Is it yes and no but? Isn't there a no but part of it too?
No but, you... Karen?
Oh, yeah. Nothing but. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. No boob. I meant no boob. She got no tits, everyone.
Yes
come on.
And no tits.
Look, we have a great show planned today. Obviously, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It is truly at this point becoming the most consistent podcast on earth. In fact, that is the new tagline, Shannon. Real Ass Podcast, the most consistent podcast on earth. I want
consistently
a new...
what?
Okay.
Consistently decent.
What a low bar.
Consistently decent.
The Real Ass Podcast, it always comes out.
We've discussed this many times on the show. It is not the funniest, but I mean, when you consider the fact that we go three times per week, we're giving you more laughs per week than almost any podcast in the world. Facts.
Cool. Congrats.
Facts.
Congrats.
Fags. You guys are fags, I'm saying. Hell yeah.
The Real Ass Podcast. You can listen to it.
It's a very enjoyable listen. I listen to my podcast back to make sure that I'm great. Okay. And every time I walk away from it being like, that was better than I thought it
was. You know, greatness
better
doesn't
than the last time. Sorry, Brendan.
Greatness doesn't have to make sure it's great.
I don't agree with that. Who said that?
Me just now.
That you're not great.
I'm fucking.
That's like
fantastic.
A fucking. It's like a homeless guy writing a book, being like, "Dude, what are you? I don't want to read
are you
your
kidding?
Fucking book."
If
homeless
a homeless
guy.
Person wrote a book,
and then Will Smith plays him,
yeah,
he's pretty great.
It would be a bestseller.
No, it would be all right. Fine. You know what? If he's a really good writer and he's homeless, that's a pretty cool story.
Right. I am a really good homeless writer.
Fine. I'll give you that. God damn it! Oh, I hate the fact that you beat me in something. Oh, it's making me so angry. I like that we have choreography to all of our drops as well. It's a whole fucking thing. We do TikTok dances.
You guys really are like the High School Musical of podcasts.
It's great. It's great. We're the only
one of us is going to die tragically soon.
So here's the deal. We got a great show planned today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. You guys love him from his podcast, Garbage Days and What's the Scenario, only available on Patreon. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the one and only Brendan Sagalow.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
What's up, kid?
What's up, dog? Hey.
That's fucking dude. It's Brendan Sagalow weather outside. I got a hoodie on now. You're looking fucking, you look
best.
A little jacked.
It's the fucking
looking
dude.
Looking jacked, dude.
I lost 14 pounds.
14 pounds. You know you're fat pussies. when you start describing the pounds you lose by like specifics.
I lost 14.2 pounds.
Fatty, I get it. I'm with you. But you look good, dude.
Thanks.
Throw a hoodie on a guy. It's great. Karen, take that hoodie off. Like, I got to be honest with you. Yeah. We're going into the fall season now. Women start to pack on the layers. They start caring about makeup a little bit less. You know, this isn't.
I look great.
Now you're showing. I didn't realize this. Karen,
that's what
she has the bottom of her hoodie chopped off.
Yeah. It
Brendan's also doing the same thing right now. I like that. You guys both look very good.
Oh my God. What's that scarf?
It's a sexy look right
please
now.
Please don't stare at my
Can you
stomach.
Guys both, every time you come in, dress the exact same? That would make me very happy. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you guys might know her from everywhere. She's just Karen. She's Karen.
Wow. Okay?
She's going to be
really
at Pinstripes in Norwalk, Connecticut on 11/7. That's November 7th with Micah Fox and Tim McLaughlin. Laugh is in his name. He must be funny.
It's McLaughlin.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're retarded.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLaughlin.
For only 2 cents a month.
It's not McLaughlin. It's McLaughlin.
8 years ago, I got Just for Laughs.
God damn it, Zach. Karen Feehan.
Thank you for
Karen
having me.
Karen Feehan's back here. Follow her on social media at Karen Feehan, on Instagram at KFreehams. On Twitter. Karen.
You look great. How's the fight coming? How's the
I
training?
Look better, right?
Yep.
I look better.
Yep.
Shannon, you did not even compliment me today.
I didn't get a chance to because you came in so quickly. You look great.
I love how when I'm late, she describes it as me coming in quickly. That's how I have them trained. That's a new level of abuse.
I didn't want to blow you up on air.
Yeah, I'll blow you out on air. Fuck
nice.
Yeah, girly girl. Hell yeah.
Into okay. that.
Hell yeah.
Red That's red. The sound of Shannon queefing.
So yeah, I was a little bit late. That's not my fault, though. I gotta be honest with you. But I'm looking better. I switched to the original OG real-ass diet. The just, real
what is it? Fruits, nuts, dingleberries,
diet.
Belly button lint.
What? Just,
whatever my girlfriend hasn't eaten. Whatever left on her over on her plate. It's the OG real ass diet.
Chicken bones and spite.
Yeah, doggy. I no, my diet is back in order. If you guys don't know the real ass diet, and this is day three.
Uh oh.
This is day three of the real ass diet. It actually turns me into a retarded.
You become a baby.
Your brain
He's so
is
hungry,
starving.
He ate his tongue.
This is day three of the real ass diet. If you guys don't know, it is very simple.
I think you're going to faint.
No sugar, no bread, no pasta, no rice, no potatoes, no grains.
Me and Brendan are out. We love potatoes.
Any
Brendan
diet,
is one.
I'm out. So what can you eat?
Brendan hates it. No potatoes.
Yeah. What did I have today? I had 3 scrambled eggs, a little bit of cheddar cheese, some sausage, a banana.
Eggs fucking suck.
Eggs
dude.
Are fucking dope. Are you
eggs
kidding
are
me,
the
dude?
Worst.
Get out. Get the fuck out of my podcast.
No, you're great. I'm talking
the
to the two I have left.
I was talking about women's eggs.
Oh, I get it. That is true. I do not enjoy those. Just rip them out of them.
I've killed a lot.
Yeah.
Your son is one.
No, he's part egg. The egg is just nothing. That's just a shell. The sperm goes inside of it and fucking. You know how science
egg.
Works?
Calling a baby part egg.
Do you know he's part
so
egg? Yeah. Do you know
he's
how science
huevos.
Works? Okay. So can you guys describe how do you remember how it works?
Yeah, the sperm breaks into the egg and then the egg.
Well, he's Puerto Rican, so yes, it does break
in.
It
breaks and enters. It smashes the egg into pieces.
Yeah, it ties up a few other sperms.
The sperm dresses like an air conditioning delivery guy.
So, but do you remember? So, yeah, the sperm comes out the vas deferens. Got it. All right. We got this. I think collectively between the four of us, we could actually correctly describe the sexual or the making
the
of a
process.
Baby.
Reproductive system.
The reproductive system? No, that's not the. It's not the reproductive system.
Just
we're talking
the reproductive
about. We're
talking.
We're talking about the conception of a child.
The miracle of life.
The miracle of life.
Gross.
I can do it. So, first, the guy waits till the girl's passed
out. This is my favorite.
So she falls asleep.
No, because the girl's much more likely to get pregnant if she has an orgasm. So your best bet is to have
that's
her
not
awake.
Fucking true.
That is
some,
like,
that's not true at all.
That's what this
Shannon,
is.
Shannon, stats.
Where do you even get those stats?
I don't know, but Shannon's gonna look them up. I've never looked them up.
Have you heard this? You actually
one person
heard this?
Said it. I
Who
took
said
it as fact, but I forget.
Because I almost feel like maybe like that's like a thing that they tell. But why would I want to get a girl pregnant?
I figure why would I want to give a girl an orgasm?
Or give her an orgasm? Why would I don't really care about anything that's going on there. There's no, I can't, my problem is, the reason I think it's real is because I can't mentally think of like the fucking reason that it would.
A girl would orgasm with you? I can't either.
Shut up, Karen. You had orgasms with me when we dated.
I faked a lot. I had a BA in acting.
You did not. You did not fake. Did you fake orgasm?
She's going, oh!
And like different, I have an alto fake.
Did you fake orgasms with me? Of no, course. You did not.
You ever fake an orgasm?
Did you come? Pain? Yes, and.
No, but. No in my butt. Did you ever fake an orgasm as a guy?
Some early studies found that experimentally administering OxyContin to the woman. You give
Shannon,
her
you're such a drug bag.
That's literally,
oxytocin.
That's what I do. I give a girl OxyContin. This is a good idea. It increases the amount of sperm-like fluid that was transported to the fallopian tubes.
Nice.
Fallopian tubes.
So wait, was I right, kind of?
Since orgasm increases OxyContin,
oxytocin,
orgasms could then make sperm transport faster and conception more likely.
Fuck what?
That's
you,
some crazy lesbian
Karen
science.
Was right. Girl power!
I know, that's it. Some fucking dykes were like, no, you gotta make them come. That's the only way to have a baby is for us to come. It's like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, me too.
What's wrong with just making a girl come? Lots of girls can come.
I bet you there's not even a percentage point difference on being able to
just
have a baby.
Just there's more likely. Just said.
I bet it's not even a percentage. I bet it's almost nothing.
Never. I'm not. Who cares? Nobody wants
this
to look at a pie
chart. This is not a
feminist chart.
Podcast. All right, go.
Go, girls.
Stop doing that, Karen. Nobody likes that.
Girls.
Nobody
girly
likes
girl.
That.
All
right, can you play the most
God,
feminist?
No wonder nobody likes Ryan Long. It's just the opposite of what he does. Oh, Jesus.
Boys.
Can you play the most feminist song of all time, Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue?
Girls. Me? Do you want me to play it?
You can just play it. You can do a karaoke of it. Will you do Karen doing karaoke? Do the karaoke version of Girls, Girls, Girls.
Karaoke.
Fuck, shit.
Aww, I wanted to do that. Good job, guys.
I wanted to do that.
Wasn't even clever. You couldn't even get there.
I wanted to do it.
I liked it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our brand new segment, Karaoke. It's where...
Girls rule the world.
You got to give her the lyrics too on the screen.
I literally only.
Go ahead, Karen.
What?
No, it's Karen.
I don't know. Brendan is a better feminist than me. I think he should do it.
Dude, I fucking love karaoke.
Karen, you got to play with your nipples the whole time that floor is going across.
This is my vibrator charging right now.
That's the pregnancy going up.
That's me being full of cum.
No, we got it.
The blue
girls, one. Friday night and I need a fight. My motor's so good.
Handful of grease in my feels right, but I don't need to.
Brendan wants
Karen, you're doing great. Get me down.
Girls.
Long legs and burgundy lips.
No way they wrote burgundy.
Girls.
Lower IQ.
Dancing down on the Sunset Strip.
All right, stop it, please.
They're really fun to hit.
Girls. Just as funny in the comedy club. Girls. Karen, that was a great segment. Karaoke?
Oh, that was pretty good. Thanks for coming up with it, you guys.
Pretty good.
I'm such a dumb woman. Sing,
I never would have thought it myself.
Is that your sickness?
I have to.
That's your sickness? You just got to sing?
Yeah, and sometimes I get... Down with the sickness, Shannon. Put it on.
No, put it on.
It's time for another episode of Brendan Oakey.
Sagaloki.
Sagaloki.
Fuck, dude.
Jesus Christ, so that's good. Stupid. The bar is so low.
The bar is so low. Zach is like doing his taxes and he does that.
You said Brendan Oakey. I thought Brendan Gnocchi.
Is this it? You feel that?
Brendan's gnocchi.
I didn't think I was actually going to do this. Oh, shit.
Go, Brendan.
If your favorite food is gnocchi, you have a problem.
You're yucky.
Hold on, Karen's vibrator charging.
I guess I'm just going to do the...
This one, she's on her period, it turns red.
Yeah, I still use it anyway.
Two, one.
Ooh, wow. Dude, I just got lightheaded.
Yeah.
Sagaloki.
I don't want to do this anymore. Ooh-ha-ha-ha.
He's Sagaloki good at karaoke.
Oh.
That was really him.
Oh. You said that was really handsome?
No, never mind. I like the thrusting. You guys are missing.
Drowning deep in my sea of loathing.
Do you not know the song either?
No, I mean, I know it, but I only get to the ooh-ah-ah-ah, and then I move the fuck on.
He's like fucking his chair while he's singing. He's like,
he's loving it. I love it, dude. I love karaoke.
I always hated it. Thought it was for gays.
It's white girls and gays. Okay. I'm both, and I don't like it.
If you have any Brendan Oakey or Karen Oakey songs that you guys, or sorry, Segaloki or Karen Oakey songs that you guys want them to hear them sing, please send them in. realassofficial@gmail.com is email address. All right. Moving on.
So many leaflets.
Yeah, we got a lot of notes. I'm a note guy.
Yeah. You're so smart. Can't wait to hear what it is.
It's just the N-word over and over again. No, it's, I mean, there's a lot to talk about. I don't even want to give fucking Sex Path Seth that much attention.
I thought that was going to bother you, though.
But I have to say something.
He's journalism.
He's such a little bitch.
What a fucking weasel cunt.
He's just a bitch. There's no other way to describe it. Like, it doesn't really even affect me. The stand's fine. They're very clear about, like, the standards and what we had to do and how to do the live show. They're allowed to have a certain amount of people inside. It was a private event. It wasn't, tickets weren't on sale. We invited our friends and you know, close family members and a couple fans to hang out and watch us record the show at the stand on Monday. Now, we've been doing it outside for a few months now. And we did it inside for the first time because it's getting cold and rainy, and that's just that. So we did it on Monday, and we had, I think they're allowed to have 50 people in the venue. We had maybe a dozen, maybe 14 people in the whole venue, right? Yeah. Anytime somebody went to the bathroom, they put on a mask, and when they were entering the venue, and the stand, they're crazy about it. Like,
Joe Harari's up your ass.
Yeah, there's, like, tape. There's signs everywhere.
Yeah, they're crazy about it. So we do this, and pull up the tweet. So this is originally Chris Italia, one of the owners of the stand, tweeted this out, because this was a message to Chris Italia. He said, "Let me just be clear. I will be reporting that the Legion of Skanks recorded in the stand last night with performers unmasked and no apparent encouragement by the club for patrons to wear masks. I will be including a statement from the New York State Health Department that live comedy performances are not
They provide masks. They have masks there to give out.
Under current guidance. Would you like to add any context?"
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Such,
I mean,
a fucking loser.
I don't even know the laws, by the way. I don't know
something?
The laws, the rules, whatever. Is this kid somewhere in, like, Idaho or Iowa? So he's not even in New York.
I will be reporting you to the stand.
Reporting to who? Your parents upstairs? Like,
what
who
the
cares?
Fuck? Who? Like, what a fucking herb. There's no other way to describe, like, what he's just a little bitch ass pussy.
Yeah,
I this isn't about, like, the
literally that email could just be shortened to I'm telling.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's wild. Like, how are you when you press send on that? How are you not embarrassed? How do you not have, like, to just, like,
he thinks he's doing a good thing?
No, I don't even, like,
he's coming while
he's
writing it.
He doesn't know that he's being a fucking chode. He thinks he's actually doing.
Oh, I'm gonna get him so bad.
He knows he's being a little fucking bitch.
Does he?
He knows he's being a little bitch.
I can't imagine anybody.
I don't know any grown men who act this way. It's fucking wild. I don't know a single grown man in the world who acts this way. His father.
I'm mad. I don't even work the stand.
Doggy, there is no way his father doesn't think that he's the biggest embarrassment piece of shit in the fucking world.
I immediately have a theory about him. He's old cum.
You think he's old cum? Oh, yeah, he probably is
him,
old cum. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a theory that when people's parents are, like, elderly, they just come,
like,
out weak.
Alec Baldwin's most recent kid.
They come out weak. Like, and I get, like, I know he tweeted about, like, his asthma medication. Like, just something about that, like, that somebody's, like, 23 and it's like, I need to sit on the subway because my back hurts.
He's just such a fucking dweeb. Like, your whole thing, you're publicly going, like, yeah, I'm a rat dweeb. That's your thing. You're proud of this. You're going, like, yeah, look at this. Pull up Seth's tweets because he's bragging about it. It is absolutely wild.
Really weird.
It's just crazy. You just go, like, dude, you're fucking, like, it's embarrassing. When you step back, do you think his friends would be like, dude, you're coming off like a fucking crazy person. You obviously have it out for these people. You're not even in the fucking state. The stand, this is what he tweets. The stand appears to be confirming my forthcoming reporting that it hosted a live. Oh, so maybe he's talking about, he's writing
a piece, but who is publishing it?
Is it, this is Medium? The current guidance with health support. which a health department spokesperson directed me to earlier today when I inquired about indoor podcast recordings.
That means he called somebody and they went, I'll email you.
Okay, all right. So I am misreading this. So when he said reporting, I read it as he is reporting it to, like, the authorities, the state, which he probably, by the way, he probably also did that. Like, but I don't know. But he's talking about...
They probably
about,
put him on hold and laugh.
He's writing a report. Like, here's the thing. This, they keep on doing these things where it's like they write reports on myself or you know, Kumia, or now Berg's getting heat from that side, or Legion of Skanks, Gas Digital, Tim Dillon, whoever it is. They write these things, and you're like, who is this for? You got a couple thousand people that read your shit that would never be a fan of mine. Even when they tried to label me a Proud Boy, I'm going like, you're not convincing my fans who listen to me speak every single day that I'm this thing.
Yeah.
And anybody who you would convince would hate me anyway. So what is it for? I don't really understand what, like, it's not really, I'm not going to get into politics at all, but it just sort of reminds me when you watch the debates and all the debates happen, it's like, you guys are just sort of speaking to your base over and over and over again. Yeah. And you're not even trying to get people on the other side. You don't give a shit about lying. You don't give a shit about just being very obviously posh and just saying the things that that your side wants you to say.
Just coloring the narrative tool so it fits what you think.
Yes, exactly. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
At what point do you look in the mirror and go like, what the fuck am I even doing here?
It's just fucking weird. He's like, it's not even like you're a reporter, dude. You know, it's like a couple thousand people. Feels
what
like
is he so scared about? COVID? People are like going to transfer COVID and get sick? Like,
he should be happy. He should be happy that the Legion of Skanks would die.
I bet if you were like, hey, we'll let you roll around with a bunch of naked women. Nobody's been tested. Yeah. He'd fucking do it in a heartbeat.
He wouldn't give a fuck, dude. None of these people care. By the way, no one actually fucking cares in the real world. Behind closed doors, everyone postures and acts like they give a fuck. But behind closed doors, everyone's just hanging out, smoking blunts, fucking.
I'd like to know those
rooftop shows, all these fucking pussies, all these outdoor shows and parks and rooftop shows that you see, all this, every one of these people that are like socially distant show and they got a mask. As soon as the camera's off, they take the mask off and they all share a blunt. They'll do, and it was wild. I watched it happen at multiple shows. I'm going like, what are you even doing?
Right.
It's just a fake narrative. None of it's actually real.
They're handing out
these
little like microphone condoms. I got like 10 of them. I like do little puppet shows with them. I'm like, these are so stupid.
I use them as condoms.
What are we?
As real condoms.
He did. It hurt.
I use a microphone as a dick. It's pretty crazy.
I want to know more about this rolling around in naked women party you got going
on. It was a hypothetical, you freak.
You're not gonna laugh at that. Come on.
He hasn't had enough food to be horny. He's so hungry. He's had peanuts.
Oh yeah, eggs don't do it for you. Yeah. Not an aphrodisiac.
He had to drink his girl's cranberry juice.
Yeah. Nice. That's what I call it.
I'm going. Me and the chick are giving it another go. By the way, we're going to Miami next week.
Nice.
That's usually what happens. When you guys have a problem, you break up, go on a vacation together. That'll do it. That'll always fix things, right? I was going to go to the Caribbean. I was trying to go to the Caribbean, but like I was this close. I was like, I looked up tickets to Puerto Rico. Tickets to Puerto Rico, round trip from New York to Puerto Rico.
$4.
$57.
Knew it.
What? Really?
It's wild. And then you get an Airbnb. You can get like a crazy Airbnb for $200 a night.
Right. For like, only $200 a night, you can get stabbed probably though. I would never go to Puerto Rico
these
by myself.
These condo communities. It's like Miami, dude. Puerto Rico's like America.
I don't know.
You get like a condo on the beach. But then what I found out is that you have to get tested for COVID before you go and show the paperwork when you land.
Oh, really?
So that's why. And I just don't care enough about going to Puerto Rico versus going to Miami. And I don't feel like getting another fucking test right now. It sucks.
Yeah.
I don't feel like dealing with the fucking stress.
I like getting the test. It was fun. Everybody
you love it.
Really
you just
nice.
Love anything in an orphan.
I'm like, get it in.
Come on. Give me 3 tests.
You won't test me.
Hey, if you find any coke up there, let me know.
Yeah, I actually can't get through your nostrils.
Think about how often people are walking in with like coke still caked in their nose, and they come in with a coke, and then the doctor's like, really?
Right.
Yeah. Fucking savage.
Yeah. Licks it. I belong shit.
Yeah.
Like a spoon.
Oh, this is how
we
test. He does a gummy.
Yeah, so I'm going to Miami. I don't know anything. I don't like Miami. I don't like the people from Miami. No offense if you're listening to the show right now and you're a Miami person. I do not like people. I do not like the attractions, the bars, the clubs, the nightlife.
Should be a good trip.
Yeah, I. You could actually say that I hate Miami.
Why don't you go to like Salem or some shit? Go somewhere new. Go to like.
You're so funny. He wants to bang a goth chick. You want a witch.
Yeah.
Friend is like, can you make me a small boy? Yeah. Cast a spell on me.
Yeah, nobody's going to fucking.
Wake me up!
I walk in and immediately start.
If you just are about to say nobody goes to Salem in October.
I know.
I was going to say nobody except fucking dweebs. Like Seth Simon goes to, really? Salem in October.
I see a lot of hot chicks on Instagram going to fucking.
What is it? You walk around, you're like, this was an old cottage that a witch lived in. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
You're not seeing actual witches being burnt alive.
Well, yeah.
That would be fucking dope.
Well, you can go see witches who will like tell you, like they're like fortune teller witches.
Yeah, if you want to burn them.
A psychic? You can see a psychic on the corner 23rd and 1st.
Then not the same outfits.
That's true.
Yeah, but you could also
so it's a psychic at a Renaissance fair.
Yep.
That's what Salem is.
You gotta go one time.
That's what I imagine Salem is. I imagine Salem, the whole city is just one big Renaissance fair. Everyone's like churning butter,
it's
being
spookier.
Like, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, would you like some wooden shoes?
That's more like Plymouth Plantation.
Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock did not land on us.
Why don't you go to a plantation? Seems
his
right
girlfriend
up here.
Might feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, babe, so this is where your family came from. And. Yeah, so no.
Because she wouldn't be able to. She wouldn't be allowed to sleep inside.
Come on,
she's not
too
a house
far.
Girlfriend.
She's very, very light skinned. Let me make that clear, okay?
Lewis just puts on the accent. This weekend, you're going to be a field girlfriend.
That's fucked up. I have to delete this from the podcast.
What? Come on.
Thanks, Brady. You make Shannon's job hard.
Come on.
No, I'm kidding. This girl's deaf, actually. She's a deaf black chick, which is a hilarious accent. Oh.
She's a Def Jam.
Def Jam, that's what I call her.
Def Jam did it.
Def Jam did it in her ass. Don't get it out of my head. This is my deaf black girlfriend. It's fucked up. But Miami should be fun. So next week, I think we'll probably get a Bye Guys going at one point. We'll probably pre-tape Wednesday. But I'm here Monday, Shannon. Shannon, do you already book all the guests for next week? Every time I do that, Shannon just makes a face. Yeah, I have to go fix things in life.
The cord on your refrigerator.
I did already. Thanks, Shannon. All right, so what was the other thing I wanted to talk about? There was another big thing. Fuck. All right, it'll come back to me at one point. We can talk about some other things for now. Church pastor turns to stripping and OnlyFans porn. Says she's never been happier.
Yes.
Nice. Nicole Mitchell, 36, and a divorced mom.
Fuck not bad.
Fuck
Of three was also. Yeah, but you see, the problem is divorced mom of three, you know that it's falling apart once that fucking corset comes off. Let's get real.
No, come on.
You don't
Why?
Think so?
She could have tightened it back up.
That's true. Sometimes moms are fucking. They're never perfect, though.
My mom was.
But there's a. The trade off is that it's like you get the kink of having a mom.
What do you mean?
It's yeah.
Just kind of when you hot. Have sex with a girl. Or
no,
a
just in general,
is...
the idea of having a
I
mom.
I love being
He's so aroused.
Maybe I'll have my sister make a recording of what was in my mother's letters and give them to me. That's a better way to do it, right?
Oh, that's dark.
Oh, so do you know about this?
No.
Sorry, I have ADD, and I just, I was reminded of that. What reminded me of that?
Left him a bunch of letters.
Oh, my God.
But he put them in a safe that he then forgot the combination to and sold the safe.
I sold the safe to a guy who was like, I'll get into this.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you can have whatever's inside. But I wasn't 100% positive the letters were inside, but it was like 2 years removed from knowing what was in the safe.
Holy shit.
But his sister now read the letters.
She told me just like 2 weeks ago, she was like, oh, I read those letters. Like, I'll tell you.
So she knows what was in them, and Lewis never read them.
So I don't know. So right now it's a countdown clock to have this conversation with my sister before she dies to find out what my mom's final words to me in these letters were.
Whoa.
What if your sister writes it down and then dies and you don't read them?
Oh, dude. God damn. I can't read her handwriting.
Oh, my God.
Damn, can anybody read this shit? Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so maybe then I'll make it a podcast. I'll have my sister reading me the letters as a podcast. My sister's stupid as shit, dude.
Okay.
She's going to forget parts.
She's like, Don't forget to give your sister $200.
Why don't you talk like a guy from Brooklyn? So maybe you'll invest in your sister's yellow taxi cab business.
Hey, Lou, this is what the letter said. I mean, I'm reading right off the paper.
Hey, you know your sister's a plumber, and... yeah, no, yeah, I can't. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
How many letters are there? Like, is this a lot? What was she? She did this in lieu of speaking to you? Growing up?
Zach, say something funny about in lieu. There's something there, dude. Come on, dude.
No, I'm just letting it hang.
There's something there. Like, in lieu. I'm Lou.
You're Lou. You know what I'm saying? Something I'm Lou.
In
was
me.
Lou in you?
Let's workshop. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Workshop a Joke with Zach and Lewis. Lewis. So yeah, in lieu. So they say in lieu. In lieu.
Just saying, like, would you come home and she'd just be writing letters to you instead of like, hey, how was your day?
No, she...
They didn't speak for the last...
We didn't speak for the last few years.
Oh.
Because of hurt she caused.
Dear Lewis, heroin is awesome. I recommend it.
It's just her describing what she's seeing.
Every letter starts with just like three letters and then dot, dot, dot.
There's $1,500 in number $2 bills stuffed in the walls.
I left you a Win for Life scratch-off ticket.
There are a McDonald's Monopoly set somewhere here where you can win a big screen TV.
Okay, the Puerto Rican retirement plan.
Listen to me. There's a 7-Up bottle cap with another free 7-Up.
If you enter the code.
I put enough Coke cans to get into Six Flags for free.
If you're out of facts, there's some Snapple tops.
Yeah.
The one thing I got to say is remember to drink your Ovaltine. I decoded this. What?
Every toy from every cereal box is
having
hidden somewhere.
Oh, sorry. Box. Sorry about that. I was going to go. Having kids. So, yeah. Sorry. Play it. I deserve it.
Chris Scopo. Flow Ruiner.
You're going to have to change that.
Nope.
Sagalo.
Nope. That is forever Chris Scopo. It's a memorial.
All right, really quick, we must thank IP Vanish for supporting today's show. IP Vanish is a great service. If you guys do not want cyber criminals stealing your data or marketers to track what you're buying, you need IP Vanish. IP Vanish is a VPN or a virtual private network that creates a private connection from your computer, phone, tablet, or anything else you're using, and it protects your identity and encrypts your data. VPNs are great for protecting your data from hackers, especially when using public Wi-Fi that isn't secure. With IP Vanish, your real IP address disappears, so you can't be tracked online. You get fast, unrestricted internet, and it has more than 1,500 servers in 70 countries. So with IP Vanish, you're never going to get stuck with a slow site or video that doesn't load. But what really makes IP Vanish great is that it's the only VPN with 24/7 customer support. Bottom line, a VPN is something that everyone's going to be using soon enough. So get in on the action right now with IP Vanish and start protecting your privacy online right now. Plans are starting at just $325 per month if you use our link. That is ipvanish.com/RAP. $325 per month. That's 75% off their regular price just by going to ipvanish.com/RAP. Start protecting yourself right now with IP Vanish. Okay, where were we? So pull this pastor up, and can we see her OnlyFans? She's explained to her children, age 5, 7, and 10, that her career is modeling as well as nude modeling. She also feels she should be honest with her children, but in an age-appropriate...
She's
hot. Fuck yeah, dude.
Her OnlyFans is like very... You can't see anything at all, so here's her Instagram, though.
Damn, she is...
You can't see anything on her OnlyFans? What do you mean?
You'd have to subscribe.
Yeah, it's like just barely a banner.
How much is she charging?
Can I see her... And I mean this in a very clear way. Can I see inside of her?
I don't know.
If I can see
inside... You'd probably have to message.
Inside of her... Karen, is that how it works?
Gotta pay to play. But how much, Shannon, how much is she charging a month?
Oh, I'm pulling it back up one sec.
Because now she's blowing up right now. Everyone should be... She's fucking hot, dude. A pastor?
Yeah.
There's a lot of creativity. She's probably got a lot of costumes. She can do a lot of weird shit with the Eucharist.
Hell yeah. I want to touch her Eucharist.
Hell yeah.
Euclitorist.
Oh, you know.
Brennan wouldn't be able to get past her.
In lieu.
Past her in lieu. Hell yeah, dude. Guess who'll stay?
I feel like maybe there's a lot of traffic going to her page because I was able to go onto it before and now it's just staying here.
Wow. See, my that is called the Gomez bump in action. In fucking action. Right now, we just fucking overloaded her page. Yeah, you're welcome, whore.
Damn.
Pastor whore.
Pastor Prime, 36.
three kids.
Come on now.
She looked Jesus great. Christ. Come on stomach now. Stomach looked great. Check sometimes Instagram for now. Depends on. She's nice. So hot.
Let me see her. Hold on. Let's see that face.
Yeah.
Let's see that face.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
She's cute.
Hi.
I just got back from praying to God.
Yeah, he said, show your labia to everyone. This is the new God. This is the new Jesus. Spread your vagina.
You yeah, don't have to only be fans of God.
My pussy smells like church crackers.
I call my asshole the Holy Ghost. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Oh, she's a fucking... Whoa. She is a delightful little pig, and I love her. I would fucking... I would smash.
Well, she is a smoke show, dude.
She's not a smoke show. She's let's get real. Smoke. She's okay. She's okay.
I like the phrase.
It's because she's a pastor that's making it better.
She has a
better.
Great figure, though. She's in shape.
Her body's decent. I'm not like losing my mind over her body. There, look at that. What a
fuck. I want to see that one.
Look at that middle one. She's that's how like dogs lay down.
She's saying that. Thank you. She's sexy.
Yeah, he's like, hey, off the couch, off the couch.
Yeah, you're making it smell.
Karen, so you don't have your OnlyFans anymore, right?
I know.
Oh, my God, Karen. You gave it all up. She was making so much money.
Got the money and dipped.
$24.99 per month.
That's good. Good for her.
That is sacrilege.
What is it?
I got a confession. I came too early.
That's a lot. I could $24.99 is too expensive. The price point is a little too high. I think you need to go in the 15 to 20. 20.
Why would she bring it down now? She's getting
it.
More
does say in the article that she quote unquote peddles porn on her OnlyFans. So it probably they're probably a straight up porn on
she
there.
Fucks.
I think oh, it says fucking, it says pornography.
She probably fucking masturbates or
what
something.
What do you say? My wallet? No, you're not buying an OnlyFans subscription.
Yeah, I have your wallet. Let's buy one.
Yeah, no, it's not. Only 25. I'll Venmo you it. I'll pay back.
It's all split.
Well, can I tell you why I don't want to show her pictures on the show? That's kind of fucked up to do. To Karen, you of all people.
Her, I'm telling you, her page isn't going to be that. I bet you there's no pussy on her page.
I bet you there's pussy on her page.
$10.
Yeah, but it's still her content, and we don't want to share
it. Yeah, we're going to share her titty pictures?
No.
Yeah, that ain't fair.
Look at Karen. Karen, angry,
we would never
angry
do that.
At the Legion of Skanks fan base.
We would never do that to a woman we respect.
Fuck off. Fuck you, that, like, shitty.
Wow.
Aww.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
That was very truth bomb.
But I guess if you're paying to just subscribe to her, not, like, for messages.
How's this? Did my thing just die? My thing just died, Dylan. Thanks for making sure it was charged.
I forgot that more that other people will be able to see. But I have a feeling that her what's on her page is very tame. I just have a
sense. I would suspect so.
It
as
says
well,
pornography.
Yeah.
It says penetration.
But she's doing that in messages. She's not doing
that.
Yeah,
that might
page.
Be privates.
Karen, so you're no longer doing the OnlyFans.
Right.
Which is sad for everyone, all involved.
It's not me.
No, you got your money and you got out. That's fucking
cool.
Yeah,
get in, get out. Okay.
It was fun. It was what it was.
Are you now want to have kids one day?
I mean, I'm not trying to have kids, you know?
What do you mean? You're currently cream pied. Hell yeah. Who was here recently that was currently cream pied in front of us?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like...
That'd be a good porn name.
Was it Tokyo?
Currently yeah,
probably.
Cream-pied.
Guaranteed. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Good for her.
So listen to me.
What?
How do you explain to your kids... The nudes
that
eventually.
Their mother has a perfect vagina. I don't know. That's what you ruined, bitch.
Had.
Okay, that is a good point.
No, yeah. I just feel like this whole pandemic. What did they, there was like a 75% uptick in OnlyFans. Like this,
nice.
Everything changed. Like things changed. So people can keep clutching their pearls and being fucking faggots about it or not.
Hey. It's 2020. We don't gotta say those words.
We don't gotta say. You sound like Lewis's mom again.
Your mom.
Lewis, I love you, kiddo.
Now there's a buzz.
Yeah, that
sucks.
There's
a buzz.
God.
It's the only buzz this podcast.
Ouch!
Jesus.
I hate him.
I can't.
I hate him.
Wow.
I forgot I brought weed.
Nice.
Did you bring weed? We'll smoke a blunt right after this.
Okay.
It'll be a fun time. All right, Dylan, get away from me. Get
good job, Dylan. How's TikTok?
Dylan's on TikTok?
Dylan is TikTok.
Dylan nice. Is TikTok.
Dylan
likes me. Dylan's attracted to me.
Dylan, I know, last time I saw Dylan after
you
the show.
You fucking cock-blocked him so
never
bad.
Mind, never mind. He's got it.
Dylan, I'll grab another coffee. So after the show, I walk out and I watched Dylan chatting up Karen. It was embarrassing.
He called me old and hit on me in the same
hell
sentence.
Yeah,
it
dude.
Was very mystical.
That's how you do it.
He's like, you now want this dick, old bitch?
Yeah, Lewis.
Yo,
is
no,
he was talking about dating apps. He's like, I'm tired of these younger girls. You know what I mean? They're so fucking stupid.
Oh, he really
bad.
Did say that. It was so, and I was watching it happen, and I was like,
tired of these younger bitches.
Yo, I'm just saying, I need a witch.
Yeah. I need a girl with no tits.
Perfect vagina.
Come on, I love it.
Perfect
you.
Vagina, no tits.
Great ass, no tits. Yeah. I my tits are perfect. Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to the voice.
You got decent boobs. I wouldn't say they're perfect.
I think they're perfect.
You think
and
perfect.
So does my boyfriend.
You think they're perfect? Get him on the horn. Get him on the horn. Call him right now. We're gonna find out.
Chick
if you
answers.
Really
he's busy.
Probably
playing with my
huge tits.
Playing with my giant and as he describes them, perfect tits.
That's fucking great.
Shut up.
You just hear.
There's so much room.
So, let's see. Puerto Rico demands state of emergency due to uptick in violence against women in the past 2 weeks. The Puerto Rican media
booked that trip.
Reported the murder of three women and an attack.
Told you.
On a trans woman. Wow. At least 27 direct and indirect femicides have been. Femicide, is that a
cool?
We call it a. Fem-
that's a cool
it's
name.
Called femicide.
I thought that's what they did in China to the baby girls.
When I typed the word, it told me it was wrong, but yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen it.
Femicides have been registered from the island from
what?
Jan to September this year. No, from I think it's a typo. It's from Juan. From Juan.
That's actually the guy killing everybody.
Yeah, it's Juan. They're all from a guy named Juan. Puerto Ricans have taken the streets demanding government action. An official state of emergency would give the island resources to deal with gender violence. I mean, it's Puerto Rico.
Hey.
What are you going to do? I mean, that's what they do.
You can't walk into a Blockbuster and complain about rented movies.
Yeah, I agree.
Good analogy.
That is a good analogy.
I was saying can't stand the heat, but...
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
You know...
If you're a chick and you go to Puerto Rico, you're getting murdered, all right? Just face it.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine, like, because you hear about, like, women going on vacation to, like, Europe, and they meet, like, a striking Italian, like, gentleman.
Yeah.
It's that like, means you get her.
Yeah,
right. Striking Italian.
But if you move to Italy, like, he's going to fucking beat the shit out of you. He's going to do it romantically. He's going to make love to you in a very passionate way. He's going to fucking make you delicious meals with sun-dried tomatoes. I imagine there's delicious sun-dried tomatoes.
I rented a house and this Italian guy was like, I want to start a hotel. I need a woman. Will you come with me? Just like point blank. Like,
why does he need a woman to start a hotel with?
I don't know. Like, if that's like the look.
What a pickup line.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand.
He was Where'd you meet this guy? I rented his house in the Hamptons for a weekend.
Nice.
And he was there the whole time.
He showed up the first day because he wanted to meet me. I sent other people. I was like, can you go meet him? I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to meet this guy because he's like wants to kidnap me
to
Italy.
Was he a handsome Italian man, though?
No, he was like a faggy Euro trash, like too tan, grease ball looking.
Okay. All right, I'm listening.
I don't know.
It was Sebastian Maniscalco.
But it was like he acted like that was just a normal thing to ask somebody that you've never met. Come to Italy and start a hotel with me?
I think what happens is you by the time you realize it's a dupe, he's already fucked you like 80 times, and then he just leaves you in Italy somewhere.
So do you know how
many fucking... bitch.
Right. No return flight.
Do you know how many women are dating a guy who's like a cashier at CVS that were like, I would love... a fucking Italian guy to be like, run away with me.
Come to Italy.
Come to Italy.
No, we'll it's too much goes along with that. You're a fucking indentured servant.
We are going to
You're...
open up a roadway inn.
I'm like, what? Yeah. I can't even make my own bed. Do you want a hotel? What, am I supposed to help?
No. It's going to be a bed and breakfast.
Come to Italy. We will open a
Motel 8.
Yeah. Red Roof Inn. Yes, everyone will be.
How you say
double tree.
You make the most delicious continental breakfast.
This is the hotel on wheels. Some people call it an RV.
There will be paintings in every room. The same painting.
You like
a flower.
A sailboat.
A nice sailboat. We will put up stock photos of trees.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dream, actually.
Yeah.
That could have been your life.
I don't know.
I don't understand why hot chicks don't just go for the highest bidders. Just always like...
Well, because then there's like guys like you around.
Gesselsnake. You can't give yourself a
Gesselsnake. I want to do that, dude.
You don't know how it works. Remember, you have the privilege to one person to be in charge of the board one day. God damn it. Dylan, can you get away from me? I don't know why
you're... I like it, Dylan. Will you touch him while you're over there?
Dylan, if you listen to her and touch me, and I really mean this, you're fired from the show. If one finger touches me, you will never be on the show again. And test
you don't
me.
Have to touch him. Just put your
test
face me. Put your face it, close.
Test me, Dylan. Serious. Test me.
You touch look like the Grim Reaper's gay son.
the gay Reaper?
Just
thank you.
Just
thank you, Zach, for telling a joke so Dylan could pretend that he pulled his hand away in laughter and not the fear of me firing him from this fucking job, because I swear to God I would.
A him raper.
The him raper.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Man, that's fun.
Now get out.
Rape!
Now there's
I'm still getting a buzz.
Rape!
From the creatine. What are you addicted to, Shannon? Kratom.
Electricity would be the cause.
Yeah, this sounds like...
That's going to end.
Yeah,
this
the
sounds
grounding
like when I forget
sound,
to turn my vibrator off and it's just on my
now.
Bed.
I'll let this charge. There's not going to be any fucking... Don't worry. Don't get out. Don't come back in.
Come back in, Dylan. Come back in.
Take people hit me up in a very real way. They're like, dude, do you like fucking like hate the show or something? Why do you let Dylan talk? like why? They're like, what is going on? Like, I used to listen regularly and you let Dylan speak so much. I'm like... I don't know what to do.
He's a young
anyway,
guy,
see you tomorrow, Zach.
shit. I don't even know where the fucking thing is. Who cares anymore? Who gives a shit anymore? Let's get real. Okay, if you like sex, you're going to love Blue Chew. I'm going to tell you right now, I love it. I live off of Blue Chew.
It's your kratom.
Yeah, it really is. I do. If my back hurts, I pop a Blue Chew. If I got a headache, pop a Blue Chew, okay? I'll tell you right now, no matter what happens, no matter what my affliction is, I pop a Blue Chew.
And look at how hard your dick is and forget about whatever's bothering you.
I use it like CBD. Pop a Blue Chew. My knee hurts, pop
that's
a Blue
that's your name,
Chew.
Pop a Blue Chew.
If you don't know, it's the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. It acts much faster, though, because you chew it, gets into your bloodstream much faster. If you're a drug addict like the guys on this show, you know, what do you do with your pills?
Put them on my butt.
Or you can boof them. If you boof them, there's no data that says the Blue Chew will not work even faster if you boof it. They don't want us to
blue
say
boof?
This.
Blue boofs.
Do not chew your Blue Chew with your butthole. I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably a bad idea.
Unless you hold both cheese and go, yum, 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 yum.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me now. It takes a few minutes to fill out an online form. So you do the physician's visit online. You don't have to go to the doctor and have a weird conversation. And then once you're approved, they send you your Blue Chew right to your home. So it's super simple, super convenient, and there's no awkward visit or conversation with your doctor or pharmacist. Right now, if you guys go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, you're going to get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. All you have to do is pay $5 shipping and you get your first order of Blue Chew absolutely free. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Okay.
Where were we?
I don't.
My sister had a really good idea, actually. I'm thinking about doing this. Thinking about franchising a place called Juicy Platters.
Okay.
So, all right. So, you know halal carts?
Yeah.
I'm very aware.
Okay. So you leave the city. I didn't realize this. You leave the city.
Oh, you mean the white sauce dispenser?
Yeah, white sauce, hot sauce,
yes.
With some chicken and rice, okay? White sauce, hot sauce, chicken, rice, salad. Okay, done. We all know what it is. $6. You get them all over New York City. They have a couple famous ones in Midtown. Check this shit out. You leave the city. They've put these things in malls.
Whoa.
It's like a store. Like you go, it's like halal. Like they just call it like...
The halal guys.
Some shit. Halal Guy's one of them, but Juicy Platters, they started to, there's another one called Fat Platters, P-H-A-T. They market to black people. It's wild. It's a wild.
Are you saying like black people don't eat halal?
I'm saying that this is for everybody. This is people that want to eat healthy. This is for people that are black. This is for black and healthy people.
Okay.
This is for people that need halal, which is kind of hard to fucking find.
Mm-hmm.
Then white people that are like, oh, this is yummy. This is pretty tasty as well. There's a place called Juicy Platters. It's not too far from where I live. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think you can franchise. Can you franchise them, Shannon? Look up the franchise.
And where are you going to have the Lewis Juicy Platters?
Lucy Platters. In lieu of Juicy Platters, it'll be Lucy Platters. Thank you very much. And you can put it in a fucking shithole area. You don't even need it to be in a nice area because, you know, hoity-toity white people don't want this shit. You need to get low-class white people, black people, and then halal people.
I don't think I'm sure what it is.
It's rice and chicken.
It's halal cart food.
It's halal for urban.
It's all food. It is.
No, it's the same food.
They don't sell anything different. It's the same fucking shit, dude.
They just don't have white sauce because you know they have black person putting that shit in their mouth.
No, they have white sauce. They have hot sauce. They really? Have wings.
Is that on the Real Ass Diet, though?
Not the rice, but yesterday I got a juicy platter with just the greens.
Sounds chicken. Like you're going to make a juicy splatter after.
Nice. Hell yeah. You know what? You know, I really wish my fucking soundboard
the
worked.
One time I get one!
Is Juicy Platter the name of your girlfriend?
Can I please delete everything Brendan said from today's show today? So
you can franchise. I'm on the page now, and you have to like fill out a form of 20 questions.
What are the questions? Let's go right now. Let's
do
it. So
I have to like answer them to get to the next one. So let me just put it.
Let's say go. Put it the first. No. I want to know the questions. I'll answer them.
The first one.
It's not for you. You fucking.
No, but it's personal.
You twit. You couldn't handle a Juicy Platter franchise.
Okay, fine. What's your email address?
ShannonLeeHire@gmail.com.
Wait, I'm gonna put.
No, put my email address. Don't show them that.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, duh.
Whoa.
Welcome to Yeah, Duh with Dylan and Shannon. That's their podcast that's going on that side of the glass.
Except without Shannon.
Oh, that's right. You're stupid, Dylan. How does that feel? Dullin. D-U-H-L-A-N. That's what we're calling you from now on.
Dullin.
Dullin. Or D-U-L-L-Y-N, because you're also dull.
Battle.
I'm crushing you right now, bitch. I'm fucking crushing you right now, bro. This feels like when you used to rap battle in high school. Whoa. I know you did. I know you tried to rap battle in high school, Dylan. You did, right? Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yo, Dylan spits with the hot
Dylan,
fire of
you,
a thousand.
Can you drop a beat right now and have Dylan defend himself? Only Dylan, from, and I really mean this, Dylan. I swear to God this. I mean this.
I swear to God.
You are only allowed to speak in hip-hop rap battle. From now, moving forward. And I know we've tried to get these bits going.
Battling is different, too. Sorry.
No one wants this.
Yeah, everyone wants this.
I want it.
We all want it. Shannon, can you please hit the beat every time Dylan talks first? We have that already. But you have to rhyme, Dylan. You can't actually just speak anymore. If you're not rhyming, there's no more.
It could really be funny.
No, we know. This will be indirectly. You don't know what funny is. I know what funny is. I'm the puppeteer.
Dude, it would be fucking hilarious if he was like, I spit hot fire when I spit. Lewis, I quit. And then just walk the fuck out.
Just dipped out, punch in.
Yeah. Yeah, duh.
Just fucking hits her cheekbone.
Fuck you and your big fake tits.
He hates Shannon. Now it's over. That booth is tense.
Damn.
All right, so can we get a beat? Dylan, what were you going to say? Sorry, Dylan, what were you saying? Ah.
Yeah.
What? Go. Yeah. What?
I have cancer. Lewis, I really don't want to do this. You have to wrap it.
I don't have health insurance. It's really a problem. We can just speak off this. Air.
My mom is sick and I need to go back to.
Yeah, Dylan, what were you going to say?
Yo.
Yo. What?
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 You could do anything you set your mind to, man.
It's all positive.
Yeah.
Positive fucking SoundCloud rapping. All right. Forget it, I guess.
I don't know what to say. Would you want to just shit on you? Like, Lewis, you ain't got shit.
Uh-oh.
Got your phone cord cut on my refrigerator. Sorry, I quit.
There it is.
I don't even like to rap. You want me to do this bit, man? This shit's crap. I don't know how to rhyme.
Here's the thing. Can I tell you what's awesome? Now, look, here's the thing. This is the moment. You have to sit here and realize what just happened. Everybody, like collectively, there's a lot of people that listen to the show. They all, like, in a moment, they all just felt cringe. Like, yeah. Real, shuddering cringe. And now I know you, like, that sucked and you suck, but you did something to the world. Like, you moved mountains in that moment with how cringy you were.
Yeah.
You understand? Like,
so my superpower is being shitty?
That's a powerful thing right there that you just did. It ain't pretty. Go ahead, go.
I guess I'm just like a really shitty rapper or something, like a comedian that's like an anti-comedian that maybe makes jokes that aren't really jokes and then comes up and just speaks to the folks, and I just know that I just like, hit on the quote I just been all that shit because I just go on the low.
Hey, he saved himself. See, but and then we were cringy for liking you. Yes. It was just a whole thing. It all sucks.
It enveloped us like a cringe fog.
I blacked out for like 5 minutes.
I liked it, Dylan.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, back to you. You're going to apply for a car and sell rice out of it?
What?
She said you're gonna apply for
a trunk full of rice.
That's fun.
Spicy rice is in the front of the car.
White sauce in the glove box. Hot sauce in the center console.
Ladies, it's my rice mobile.
All right, so hold on. What are the questions here, Shannon?
The next one is your address. I don't know your new address.
God damn it,
Jersey Shannon. Turnpike.
Shannon, put your address.
No. Just put it down.
Just opening up a halal cart.
She doesn't want to receive all the chicken you're going to get in the mail.
You have to have a whole fucking thing. You have to get a storefront and everything.
Yeah, you have to have a license and like a food permit, right?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this is an untapped market here, okay? I've never seen a halal cart not packed. I've never gone into one of these halal carts.
It's super tapped. Look at all your bodies. You're full of this food.
This is every time I go to Juicy Platters, every time I've seen fat platters, line out the door.
Okay.
So do you have a location in mind?
Nope.
Wouldn't that be the most important part?
No.
They feel...
No. The business model of chicken, rice, platter. Boom.
Nice.
That's the important part. Then we talk about location. That's number two.
Maybe you show up to people's houses. You're the halal on wheels.
Shannon, you're my assistant here. Just make up a fucking address.
I did. I put in a fake address. The next one was, where did you hear about Juicy? And then...
And what do you say? I go to it regularly.
Blacked. Yeah, no, it's not. It's just a drop-down menu. You have two options, location or website. And then when are you ready to begin your journey with Juicy?
Maybe right now, depending on what the deal is. Who knows? I'm trying to fucking inquire.
What's your primary reason for wanting to operate a Juicy restaurant?
Get both. Fulfillment? Money, motherfucker. You know what I want.
Wait, you could just do this? Can you do this with other restaurants? Can
yes. You just... If you want to join, if you want a McDonald's,
no.
It's like, yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's like this. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. What do you think they do? You think they vet you?
Yeah.
Like, this guy's a Nazi. He can't open this McDonald's. They don't care.
Well, I hope Juicy Platter doesn't have that.
Jesus Christ. Juicy Platter.
Yo, the CEO of Juicy Platter is like, yo, nigga, are you a Nazi?
Next is, what strengths do you have that allow you to operate a successful restaurant?
Biceps. I have decent boxing. My overhand right's good.
Okay. Next, what would you consider your primary concerns are in operating a restaurant?
Primary concerns in operating a restaurant? The
sexual
pandemic.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah.
The fact that the society is shut down and opening a restaurant is the worst thing you could possibly do right now. But the point of this all is...
Wait, did you make this whole segment to tell us that you figured out you want to sell black people chicken?
Yeah. I want to sell black people chicken.
Yeah.
And rice.
Seriously.
And Rios.
You get a pit bull with every meal.
I'm telling you right now, I'm getting out of the entertainment business. This is my fucking out. Juicy Platters or a car dealership. Change my name.
You'd be a great car salesman.
I'd be the best car salesman.
Yeah. You'd be like, you can fold a whole body and put them right back.
Put rice back in this trunk. Every car you get a pound of rice.
Select the geographical area that you would like to operate your Juicy.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, do somewhere in, like, Shanna, find a somewhat hood, but
Patterson.
Safe. No, yeah. Fuck Patterson, dude. I'm getting my fucking Newark? Employees murdered.
Newark?
So, Jersey? I can select Jersey.
Select Jersey. I like this.
Okay. Next is, oh, a city.
Do the city, do like Clifton or some shit like that.
Next, do you have a specific location address that you would like to operate your
bitch,
DC?
Let's move on. You know. Not you, Shannon. I'm talking about the bitch who wrote this.
I understand.
It's fucking crazy.
I'm just trying to do something.
This is how franchises work. So I'm assuming that they're going to have a certain, like, the window has to be a certain size. And there's got to be a certain amount of signage outside and a certain amount of, like, distance from other like-minded businesses. There's going to be the rules you have to go by. But this isn't McDonald's or KFC where they got...
This is fucking weird.
Like-minded businesses.
Yeah.
This if you open a Juicy Platter, you also have to open a Dallas BBQ's. You get both, okay? You can't.
Comedy shows advertised from midnight start at 3 a.m.
You must do Legion of Skanks in the back of a Juicy Platter.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, Juicy Platters is a way less developed franchise, so I'm assuming they're not going to be as strict as a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or a Wendy's.
Okay.
This is, they just got into the franchise business. It's like, yo, we just figured out what franchising is. This is perfect.
I thought we were talking about my friend Fran.
Fran.
My Chinese friend Franchise.
Yeah, Fran.
That was bad.
That was bad.
You laughed a little bit.
That was bad. What was the next question? I want
to
know.
Are you willing to operate a Juicy restaurant as your sole responsibility?
No, he's going to have side Juicy restaurants.
What does that mean?
Oh, you think I'm a one Juicy restaurant guy? It's impossible.
No, impossible. I have a son.
He's going to be DMing Lamb.
No, just say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course you'll be my only Juicy restaurant.
Man, dude, this restaurant's getting a trip to Miami.
God damn it, Zach. I'm taking the whole restaurant.
Nothing but first class for my chicken and rice.
Go ahead, Shannon. What's the next one? That's psychotic. I can't have multiple businesses. Why would you want somebody that can multitask?
Yeah.
And just to drive that one home, are you prepared to devote yourself full time towards the day to day and hands on operation of a Juicy restaurant?
This is starting to feel like a cult.
Yeah, well, Juicy's starting to sound like she's very high maintenance.
Yeah, that's okay.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, you want me to put my hands on her?
Do you promise to call me every night?
Are you fully prepared to tell your friends about me?
You better post a picture of us.
Will you say you're a Juicy restaurant owner on Facebook? Is that how all the other restaurants know that they have that you're an owner?
I saw you like a Taco Bell.
Juicy Restaurant is a needy fucking franchise. Yeah. Already, it's a red flag. I'm seeing speed bumps here.
Is that about your girlfriend too?
Stop, please, Karen. Please. Juicy, no, it was too far. Zach took it too far, and then you fucking, we were already over the line. And then you fucking dropped an elbow for no reason. The bell rang. Next.
What languages do you speak aside from English?
Swahili.
Jive.
Sarcasm. Jive.
Ebonics. I blacksplain.
He's going to add turkey.
I can mansplain.
I could tell you, but I should wrap it for you.
Yeah, we'll take it to go.
So go ahead.
The next one is upload a resume, which is optional. Upload a photo, which
I am the business owner.
It's so fucking crazy that the only important thing, a resume, is like, that's, you don't have to do that. That's optional.
Or as Lewis calls it, a resume.
Oh.
And then it's stuff about, like, your employment. Present employer.
Not resumed.
Past employer.
Self. Been self-employed since I was 19 years old, bitch. Except for that, you know, stint during Equinox and New York Health and Racket Club. I had a couple jobs in there. A couple real jobs in there. So that's it?
Wait, hold on. I'm just trying to fill in.
Congratulations. You yep. own a juice bar.
Congratulations, Shannon.
Please pick up your store.
They just send you a t-shirt. It says, I own a juicy platter somewhere.
Give you the address and the keys.
Yeah.
It was that easy.
They send you an employee. Yeah.
Hello. What's up,
Mr. Lewis?
It's so funny that it is in New York City. It's just a little cart with one guy that just... And they've spent their fucking time in other areas, having a whole storefront and everything, a kitchen. It's wild. Mm-hmm. It's very so good, though. So delicious.
I've never had juicy platter. I've had
Or look up fat platters. Can we do the questionnaire for fat platters now? Let's just do questionnaires for franchises. That's a new podcast.
Well, Dylan looks that up.
That's and Zach's podcast, Fat Platters.
The next thing is a business and leadership experience. Have you ever owned your own business?
Son. Just write that. Son.
How long did you operate the business?
Son.
Have you ever managed a team of employees?
Son.
How Who many? Don't you take care of well?
Son.
How did you manage your team? Please explain your management and leadership skills.
Shannon, do you please fill that out? Like, he rapes me. He sexually rapes me.
Call the police.
The next one. This is number 19 of 20. Amount of liquid capital you are making available.
He's come?
Why do I have to tell you how much liquid capital I'm making available? Tell me how much money it costs to franchise your fucking business. You
I don't make liquid
savage.
I don't make
Dad, what are you doing? I'm making liquid capital, son.
Liquid capital comes after the juicy platter.
That's what I said before I made my son. Son? What?
Fat Platters doesn't have a website.
Wow. That's more my speed.
That's.
Yeah.
Can we offer
there.
To build them a website?
Yeah. Dylan?
Dylan, why don't you build websites for people? That seems more your speed.
He looks like that's what he does. Is he not?
Do people even do that? Is that even a business anymore?
Building websites?
For people?
I think so.
I guess I run a website.
Yeah, you have...
That's a little janky that people complain about, so...
Yeah.
Shannon, edit that.
The last thing is an NDA that you have to check off.
A nick-a-nick agreement? No way! No way! Impossible. Fine, I got one.
This doesn't really seem disclosed.
I don't right like now. Anything.
I'll invest in your food truck.
It's not a food truck. This is a storefront. Karen, it's a storefront. Will you be in about... Can we please... If we get like five comedians to put like 10K each in, I bet you we could have a Juicy Platters open by February.
Well, Mike Ward's looking to get rid of 10K.
Yeah.
Who?
Mike Yard.
Why?
Did I say Ward?
He tweeted that he would buy Dangerfields. He's like, I'll put up 10K a month. And then Aaron Berg quoted it and was like, let's talk, buddy. I guess he's
the Mike Yard and Aaron Berg experience.
Yard and Berg, Bird and Yard.
That's I really get no respect.
Berg. The Berg Yard.
Bergyard.
The Berg Yard.
Cool.
Yardberg.
Yardberg.
Yardburgers.
Yardburgers. Ooh, whoa. And they sell burgers.
And you have to eat it in a field.
You know what? How about this? We sell our own version of Juicy Platters called Yardburgers. Yardburger. We cut out Aaron and Mike Yard.
Yeah.
It's just Yardburgers. And
but then it's
we don't know where
chicken.
We came up with it. Yeah, but it's chicken.
It's a little confusing. The branding's a little weird.
Well, the chickens are in the yard. That's why they're Yardburgers.
Exactly.
They're 3 feet long.
You gotta go chase them down.
We call them Yardburgers. It's a great business plan. My business plans are always very good. This is one of my better ones right now. So if you're, look, here's the other thing is if you are willing to put up all the capital right now, I will be an equal partner with you. We'll cut out the other five comedians. Okay, so if you'll put up the capital, Shannon, find out how much it costs to fuck. Can you call somebody a corporate, okay?
Lewis has sober business ideas like somebody on Coke at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Totally.
You provide all the capital.
You can trust me with your money.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I'm a fucking great business owner.
Okay.
So, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. Shannon, somebody else offered me money to talk to them about podcasting, right?
Yeah.
Some guy emailed
what?
The Real Ass Official. It was like, dude, I'll pay Lewis to give me a, like...
It was Chris Scopo.
Personality. I'll pay Lewis. Just please.
What is it, like a one-on-one just podcasting lesson?
Podcasting session, one-on-one.
Yeah, he said a 20-minute phone call that he'd be willing to pay.
What should I charge for this? I am a podcasting mogul.
What did Dante charge when he was talking to losers?
It was expensive, right?
Yeah. I feel like around 100 sounds
Dante
right.
charges to do his podcast?
No, for advice. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, advice on his on fucking big women, I think.
The whole key is
how to hunt for big women. You need bait.
Get yourself some yard burgers.
Now, my advice would be to flip through the folds so you smell shit, then go back one.
Your what? Sister said this is her motherfucking business idea.
No, it's not her business idea. Yes. We discussed it, and I decided that it's my business
Looks
idea.
Looks like we have a Zuckerberg happening.
Yeah. Zuckerbergers. That's another
Zuckerbergers.
That's another burger spot. It's we sell
data.
It's a good show. It's a solid show right now.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Tell my sister that she can be in. She can be the one of the five people. If we don't get bought out by a fan that wants to put all the capital in and be an equal business partner with me, then she could be one of the people. Or she could work for me. She could be an employee. She could be one of the girls at the front desk for...
Free chicken and rice twice a week.
She's like, fine, I'll do it. It's delicious. And you know what they have there? They have the soda machine that... You choose the
virtual one, kind of.
It's not virtual, but
you don't put on a mask. And then...
You wish it's like swimming. In soda.
Yeah, I know, he's surfing on a soda.
Wipe out.
You are the 7-Up logo.
No. It's it's one of the machines where you choose like Diet Coke. Then I want
diabetes.
Raspberry.
Yeah,
diabetes.
Every time I go to one of those machines, I'm like, whoa, look at all the flavors. Regular Coke.
No, I do. I typically do raspberry diet Coke. Because where the fuck do you even get that? It doesn't exist.
Wow.
Raspberry diet? Oh, I love it.
And then you fucking go on that skateboard like that dude. I hear you calling me. Remember that? The Mexican guy?
It's like cranberry juice.
No,
cranberry
I don't
juice.
Talk about memes
Dog
on
face.
The show.
It's not a
meme.
Not a meme.
It wasn't
he's
a meme.
Meme dude. He's not a meme.
It's a viral video.
It's Fleetwood Mac.
It's a viral
he's
video.
Not a meme.
He's a meme.
You're a meme.
He's a meme.
He's a Mexican.
He's a mime?
He's a mime.
He's a mime.
He's a Mayan.
I hear you go again.
You
do your best miming, Gal. I want to say.
My best miming?
Your best miming.
Is that good?
That's pretty good.
Karen's feeling herself up. What? That was good.
Okay, now do feeling Brendan up.
I'm getting covered.
Okay, your best mime. Go,
okay. Okay, hold on. Wait.
Oh, good. Look at his stuff.
He's jerking off a black guy across the room.
What are you doing?
Mopping.
What are you doing? He's taking the belt off his mom's arm.
Oh, give me, mom.
Weird.
Say, hold on. Can I do a mime?
You could do a mime. That's pretty good.
Do above you like you're the ceiling. Good.
Yeah, now break through that glass ceiling.
Yeah. Go, girls. Girl power. Whoop, whoop. Brought it back.
Yeah.
God, girls, rule
women
the world.
Are so annoying. Women are so annoying. It's like every day, this is what women do for each other. Like, you ever see, like, a guy who, like, follows, like, The Rock on Instagram? You know,
like you?
I have. But this is whack. I admit this is whack. But, like... Like, girls are constantly looking at their phone, being inspired, being like, yeah. And that's fucking gay. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm speaking.
Woo! Yeah, that poor shit. It's just...
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's so basic to, like, you need a fucking, like, a girl power t-shirt to feel inspired. Yeah. It's just, like, if a guy is like, dude, you know, I just don't feel good. I got to go on to The Rock's Instagram, and then I need a little inspiration today. Like, you're just a fucking...
I mean, people can't just give inspiration the way that you do, King Rice and Chicken.
I do give inspiration.
I know.
I'm very inspirational, but I'm inspirational because people get to be a fly on the wall of the world of Luis J. Gomez, and they get to just be inspired by it.
Does it smell like shit?
No,
it's like when a retarded kid gets to play the last 5 minutes of the game.
And then the other team hands him the ball over and over again, and he keeps on shooting it.
Yeah.
Some people need inspiration.
It's so weird, like, because phones have changed that, right? So when I was a kid, the retarded kid, you would peg in the head with the ball, yeah. Right? He'd go get the winning touchdown. Target. You'd give him the ball and you'd send him in the opposite direction.
Yeah, you're like, get away from me.
You make him fetch.
You're making us all feel weird and sad.
Yeah, dude, you're the water boy. What are you even doing on the field? Okay,
you got water head.
Yeah, water boy. Head. I like it, water head boy.
Water brain, I meant.
Waterhead. No, waterhead's a thing.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, waterhead's a name for
retarded
people.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Water right on the brain.
Wow.
Waterhead. Boston is waterhead.
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 Oh, someone give up.
Uh-oh. Does someone have to go behind you and go... You're like...
okay. Waterhead.
There's a snake in my boot.
Right, we gotta get out of here kind of soon. We have a little bit of time left here. A little bit of time left. What am I missing? There was something else I wanted to talk about today that I don't remember.
The Supreme Court justice here?
No.
I know. About that, I was kidding. Jeez.
No.
Gosh.
Let's see. We did the church pastor. We did Puerto Rico. Okay. This is a good one. Finland's new sexual harassment laws will jail men who send unsolicited dick.
That's insane.
Wow.
Dicks. That is wild.
Current law means physical touching has to take place in a sexual harassment case. The new law would include harassment via speech, text, or photograph. Offenders could be punished.
Brendan just unsent something.
Finland dick.
We're not in Finland, Brendan.
Offenders could be punished with a fine or up to 6 months in jail.
Six months in jail?
Last year. This is even more interesting.
You could be like Batman.
This is more interesting. Last year, Texas introduced a $500 fine for sending unsolicited sexual images. Just sending them one time, or if she says stop and then you send another?
No, because it's unsolicited if you send it the first time.
The problem is that you're horny and you're like, it's hot to send it unsolicited when you're horny.
Yes. And also, I could not agree more. But what if it's an accident? What if you go like, yeah, my phone did that by accident, you fucking skank?
Honestly, though, what if your friend's like fucking with you and takes your phone and shoots off a dick pic to like 10 different chicks? Literally accidentally. It's not your fault.
Yeah. What if your friend kills somebody and says, you did it? Same thing.
I
don't know if I've sent an unsolicited. Yes, technically I have, because is it have to be solicited for each time, or if once the girl solicited it once,
you're a rapist. Luke. Have we? Shut up. Squirrel your head.
Luke's like, I put an unsolicited dick in someone.
I know. Every time.
What's that about?
No, do you know what I'm saying? Like, what if a girl solicits it, or you have a conversation, be like, "Ooh, we're sexing," and then you're done. But then you're jerking off like a month later, and you're like, oh, I bet she wants to see this. And then you just send it.
It's like a chick like likes Lewis's tweet. It's like, mup, she wants it. Better send her my dick.
I feel that way too. Every time someone's looking at like my Instagram stories, I'm like, they all want to fuck me. Wow. It's crazy.
No, they're just pooping. They're pooping.
If bitches are liking your posts a lot,
yeah,
they want to fuck you.
I also
What if they respond to your story with a message?
Depending on what the message is.
What if it's just like the 100 or like the fire?
I don't count that as a DM slide. Responding to stories is different than composing and sending a message.
What about responding to story with a little drooly thing coming out the corner of the mouth?
That means they like you.
That means they want to fucking suck that.
Really?
Yeah.
That means they're retarded.
That means they just got hit in the head. Emoji. Yeah. That means they're deaf.
Yeah, that
that means they're Rich Voss. This is the jewel.
Dude, I'm getting so hungry right now. I left my fucking protein bar in the car, I think.
It's a bird feeder. All you eat is seeds and nuts.
Oh my God, I just want a yard burger right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so hungry.
All right.
So hungry. Shut up, Shannon. Whatever your name is.
All right. Wrap it up.
No.
I could
That's
do this.
The first time you ever told Lewis that.
Also true. Have you ever, do you get unsolicited dick pics ever, Karen?
Yes, constantly.
From strangers on social media?
Yes, constantly.
Do you ever respond to them?
No.
Have you ever once been like, oh, that's kind of hot. This guy's dick is hot.
No.
And you masturbated to it.
What if the guy was hot? Like you knew he was hot.
You're like, goddamn, he's hot. Like, all right, I want that inside of me.
Yeah, I guess maybe, but like not as of late.
No. So it could work technically. You're saying if men
dicks,
send you dick pics,
a
it
lot
could
of
work.
These dicks that these guys want to send are like these weird Gumby looking bodies with like these huge like baby arm dicks. Like nice. They're more freakish than they are hot to me. A lot of them.
Look at Shannon. She's like, "Yep, tell me, sister."
She's Shannon knows. I'm sure Shannon gets a ton.
Yeah, I don't send unsolicited dick, but it's which depends on how you define solicited.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it, I think literally there's a law. They're making a law. That defines solicited. That's what we're discussing.
Do you know what solicited means?
I'm saying that you could be not every time it's solicited. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm not a rapist.
Just because you dated a chick doesn't mean you can smack her ass like a month later.
Yeah.
That's not smacking her ass. It's what
it's
if
showing her a compliment.
What I'm saying is, like, I don't know that
you guys.
I don't know that every time I've ever like sexed with a chick, it's always been her initially going like, "Oh, send me a dick pic." I think a lot of times we'll be chatting and then.
Yeah, no, if your fucking Philly Sixes are showing them their blue waffles, go ahead, send them your gross dick.
I'm saying,
Lewis.
Yeah, it's not like just randomly showing up in a girl's inbox being like, "Look, eh?"
Yeah.
It's like, no, I've never had a girl complain about a fucking dick pic.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Yeah, just his actual dick.
No, I've never had that, but I think I've. Yeah, no, I never had anything like that. Maybe like a whoops, sorry, and it's okay.
You know? Really?
Yeah, never maybe. Mind.
Brendan's the rapist. My girls are liking my dick pics.
I used to have a thing where I wouldn't save a girl's number until we had already had sex.
Nice.
So I would just have a bunch of number, like blank, like numbers. And I was talking to one girl, and I was like sexting her, and another girl. We were not in any way having a sexual conversation, and I accidentally texted the one I was not having a sexual conversation with, "Can I come inside you?"
Oh my God. How'd that work out?
Sent me nudes.
Really?
Yeah. Thank God.
Whoa.
Whoa. Hell yeah, dude. Wow. That happened one time with my boss at SiriusXM, Marissa. I was fucking around with another chick named Marissa, and then I just sent her. It wasn't even anything crazy, but it was like something like, you know, a go-to line.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Can I come inside you?
Can I come inside you? Yeah,
I gave James a Benadryl.
So we can do whatever we want to.
All right, we're wrapping this one up. This is we've gone too far. This is the show that's gone too far.
Wow.
The one that went too far.
We did it, guys.
So much fun.
A lot of fun, guys. Thank you very much for tuning into the Real Ass Podcast. Please subscribe, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get access to the Real Ass Podcast, the entire on-demand library. Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Legion of Skanks, Zach Mika's Midnight Spook Show, Shanley Hires, The Thing Is, Ding, and many, many, many more. Racist Live Chat, The Library, all that shit. All right. Anything else? Tonight I'm hanging out with Joey Diaz. If you're live in, actually, no, the show sold out. Sorry. Go see Joey Diaz, though. He has like a weekly show in Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. So until Friday, peace.
That's all, folks.